So diversity, you say, is important to you?
It is. I think it's, in a way, becoming more important. We just moved to Denver. Actually, we just moved to the United States because we lived in Ecuador for 8 years. And now that my daughters are growing up, I think it's important to have, I don't know, a more clear idea of what the expectations about diversity are, because sometimes I have to explain things to them, and sometimes I don't know how to do that. So I think, especially when you're a parent, you're at a certain age where you know how to sort of handle things, navigate through what your world has been for a while, but for them is a complete different world. Sometimes we don't really know what it is like at school or at camp, and it's hard to give them pointers on how to behave if something happens. You know, my daughter just went to a full month summer camp where she was, as she put it, the only brown person there. But I've never had that experience myself growing up, so it's hard to have advice, I would say. And I feel like a lot of those conversations about diversity are still dominated by white people. So it's white people talking about how to be in a diverse environment, but that's not me. especially because I didn't grow up in the US. So it's particularly different, right? It's a completely different culture. And finding a space for other voices, I think it's important, and trying to get to these different voices and getting lessons from those. I think it's a challenge, I think, that I'm facing at the moment. Yeah.
So did you grow up in Ecuador? You mentioned that you came from Ecuador.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Were there similar challenges or discussions there? Was diversity a topic that came up at all in Ecuador?
It was, but it was a complete different setup for the discussion, because we had, when I was growing up in the 90s, Ecuador has a very diverse population. We have indigenous groups that basically throughout the 90s, they were organizing themselves to have their rights recognized, special rights for them. So it was, the perspective for me growing up was like, they are the different ones. Right. Whereas now I'm on the other side of of that conversation. I'm the different one. I'm the one who's supposed to integrate or learn about the dominant culture in a way, because that's kind of the expectation. Like, you are allowed to be diverse as long as you integrate. And especially in the work environment, I feel like I'm a researcher, and universities have all these diversity policies, which accept you if you're different as long as you went to certain schools, you know certain people, you've published in certain journals, and all of these things are dominated by white culture. So as long as you comply with all that, we don't mind if you're brown or you know, whatever color. But if you don't comply with all these things, that becomes a problem, right? You're too different to then fit within what the dominant expectations are.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. So you're saying that there's a level of integration that is kind of expected. Would you say needed or just expected? Or
I think expected. Yeah. Expected. Yeah.
Level of integration that's expected, and then if you kind of fit within that expectation, then there's kind of like a tolerance for a certain amount of diversity, or like a room for a certain amount of diversity.
Right.
Who gets to kind of set the amount of integration that's needed, and then like how much tolerance there is for diversity? Is it just the dominant culture?
Yeah, and it changes. We've been, I think, most of the time in California, and we also have family in the Midwest. And you know, coming from a different country, you can feel the differences. So it's, you know, socially constructed. There's more people, you know, in California coming from Mexico and, you know, Southeast Asia for generations now. So there's the tolerance, I would say, obviously, it's much, much bigger there than what I felt in the Midwest. Yeah, so I think the level of expectation is set by how culture evolves, how societies deal with this issue at certain points in time.
Is there an inherent value in diversity, or like what's the goal there? You know, if you're a community that kind of establishes their set point and establishes the range that they're willing to accept outside of that, I guess what is it in the service of?
I think I would say resilience, because communities, you know, they establish certain rules, certain expectations because they're useful to something. You know, they serve a purpose or multiple purposes. But context changes. And if they don't adapt to the changing environment, then they can struggle. And I think diversity brings different points of view on how to read the changing context. So I think it enriches whatever culture we're talking about. It doesn't matter what it is. And sometimes, you know, any society goes through this. They get stuck in certain things that may have been productive at some point in time, but may not be productive in the future. Let's think about climate change and all that, right? So I think the inner value is resilience. Mm-hmm. That is from what I see.
Is there such thing as too much diversity? Like, if so, when would you hit that?
I think there can be, because when you have so many different points of view, you sort of need a way for them to communicate and in a way coordinate. And the more diversity there is, the more complicated coordination becomes. And that happens in any realm you want to look at. So coordination is not easy. We have to be prepared for it. Like, listen to one another, and it takes time, it takes commitment. So it requires resources, and not all societies have the resources to do this. There's probably a point where there is too much, but again, I think that also is negotiated in different societies in different ways. Some are, you know, become repressive of diversity, others encourage it, and then they don't have the means to actually act upon new rights or the goals that they have set for themselves. So in that way, it can also become problematic, you know, accepting or trying to live with all that diversity.
Yeah. Let's see, I think you mentioned you've had diversity training at work, is that right?
Yeah, those webinars where we sit for half an hour and listen to somebody talk about diversity, and they wonder like, okay. It's interesting and all, but then what do I do with this information? Yeah.
So it sounds like you've had some, you maybe checked the box there.
Exactly.
But aren't sure kind of where to go from there with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you like to see in training, if you'd like to see it?
Well, you know, sometimes at the university settings, we get training from people who tell us about the expectations of students about diversity. I would like to hear from the students. You know, have some a space where we can interact with them in the beginning, but not individually, because that's different than interacting as a group. And faculty usually have to interact with students on an individual basis. But then there's a power differential there, right? That is harder to process. Whereas if you have a group outside the classroom setting, the whole thing changes, and then you're just one of them, or another person in the conversation. So I think that needs to change, especially for universities. Some are making headway on that, but again, it takes money, because they need to hire people who know about this. They need to make the time to have these conversations, and all that takes an effort from everybody. Yeah.
And I think you mentioned you'd also like to see some. Maybe you'd like some help setting expectations for your children, so that when they go to school, they, you know, have a clear sense for, you know, what's kind of going on there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, can you elaborate on what you'd like to see there, and how you could imagine it coming about? Because I guess there isn't a whole lot of training opportunities for
adults.
Like, there's maybe there are opportunities, but certainly like nothing compulsory or anything. Mm-hmm. What would you just imagine that looking like?
You know what? I've been thinking about that for a few months now, and I still don't know a clear, I don't have a clear answer to it. I don't know what the best way to do it would be. We had, when we were applying for school, for the little one, we had a session where the director and two other teachers were talking about how they encourage diversity and how the school promotes learning other languages. But again, it all felt like very contained. Like at some point you have to make a decision whether you're going to learn Mandarin or Spanish. And then you have to stick to it, and that's like it becomes your thing. But I feel like diversity is more complex than that. It's actually like trying to learn from different things that you consider diverse, and then seeing where those lead you, right? I feel like there needs to be a little more freedom, and probably the school setting is not designed to allow that to the extent that it needs to be. I don't know. Let's say constructive for your life. Like actually helps you learn something valuable about other cultures. Yeah.